Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my privilege, honor, blessing, excitement. Hallelujah. It is my duty. Amen. In the name of Jesus, to be here with you tonight. I'm so happy to be able to share this time. I missed each and every one of you last week. As some of you may know, we were traveling, and I thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you so much for lifting us up and covering us as we traveled. Amen. Doing the will of the Lord in Jesus' name and just seeing the glory of God as we visited our family out west. And God, you know, I want to encourage someone tonight to let you know that God has a purpose and plan for everything he does and for everything that he permits. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't understand the details when God sends us along a journey. Amen. And so it is with life. I'm not talking about just taking a vacation or going someplace to and fro on an assignment. God has a purpose and plan in everything that he does as we are along this Christian journey. Sometimes there are things that happen along the journey that we don't expect. Both positive and seemingly negative. But because God is a God who works all things together for good, we can rejoice in knowing that we're in good hands. No matter what, no matter what comes, no matter what may take place, we are going to be tested. Glory be to God. Because, listen, God is raising up an army of warriors. Y'all don't hear me tonight. I said he's raising up an army of warriors, of fearless, bold, courageous warriors. Yes, he is. And so he will put us in strategic positioning sometime, hallelujah, in places where we may not understand. But so long as we are walking in him, so long as we are walking in the will of God, submitting to his will, amen, we're going to see his glory. You know, I think about John the Baptist. I wonder what it must have been like for him to be on divine assignment and eat locusts and wild honey and have but a loincloth to wear. Oh, Jesus. I wonder if that was his part of his instruction. I wonder if God told him that, or if God, I know God raised him that way, meaning his part of his equipment was to live in such a lowly state. But the power that was on him had it so that Jesus said there was none greater than John the Baptist. Little loincloth, locusts, and honey. I know y'all used to smorgasbords and buffets and things. My God, a royal treatment. But John the Baptist, the Bible says, was greater than any other. Shandadabakusna. Yeah, the master said that about him, and all he ate, y'all don't want to have no real church, was locusts, sandiosha, and honey. He didn't have no robes and fancy clothes, but he wore loincloth. He wore camel's hair. His clothes were made from animal's fur. Y'all don't want to really talk about this tonight, but it's all right. It's all right. Glory be to God. What am I saying? God has a purpose, even in his assignment on your life. He will dress you. He'll equip you. Sometimes you may have to be in an environment. Come on. Think about the missionaries that are overseas. They don't even have a toilet to use. They got to go to the outhouse. Lord, somebody going overseas. Somebody's going to foreign missions tonight. Hallelujah. So they have to go squat in the woods. They don't have no luxuries, but they don't care about all of that. They're there to lay their lives down for the cause of Christ, to win souls. And that's why the judgment of God is coming upon America. The church has lost her focus when it comes to souls. We want to be pamped and pressed and pressed. But Jesus paid a price for our salvation. And if any man be godly in Christ, he shall some of persecution, but it's all right. Because soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Get excited about your assignment. Get excited about what God has called and equipped you to do. Hallelujah. Bless God. Jesus, hey, is on the way. I said, Jesus, son of the Bashiama, is on the way. Yeah, ready or not, he's coming. Bless the Lord, my soul, tonight. And you have to be about your Father's business. Never mind Sue and Sally, or God, or Bob or Joe. Make sure you're making your calling an election sure. Hallelujah! Praise God. All right. Woo! Praise God. Amen. So I'm happy to be here, y'all. I really am. I bless the Lord for every opportunity that he allows me to come on the air with you all. And I pray God's richest blessings upon each and every one of your lives. Please don't think that you just tune in to support Sister Paige. No. That's nice. And I appreciate the encouragement. Praise God. But if nobody else gets the word but me, I got to get it. Hallelujah. If nobody else gets it, I have to make sure I get it. Hallelujah. I am the first partaker of what thus saith the Lord. Do y'all understand me tonight? Amen. And so you encourage me as I eat. Hallelujah. We sit down at the table together and sup how? Together with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? And I pray that these broadcasts have been helping and encouraging you, building your faith. Amen. Confirming what God is doing in your life and helping you to reach your divine destination. Glory be to God. Stirring up your gifts. Amen. It's causing you to seek God with your whole heart, even more so now as we see the hour is growing late. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. So tonight, I want to encourage you all who have not ordered your copy of Gateway to Glory, second edition. Listen, there are other books that I could really push, and we are going to be doing some giveaways in the upcoming weeks, but I want you to get this book, Gateway to Glory, the second edition. Why? Because it is unlike the first one, with the respect that it is about prayer, but it's more in-depth. It is not like the original book, which I hope you get too, that chronicles each of the 31 days of prayer that we had during our second 31-day of prayer assignment. This one is very much different in that it is a prophetic mandate, hallelujah, on those who God has been pulling into, wooing into, calling into, trying to plead with you to get into a deeper realm of prayer, quality time in prayer. Now, quality time in prayer don't just mean that you speak in tongues 24 hours. It don't mean that. There's so much rhema that God has downloaded and revelation that he's given for this particular book. Amen. And I struggled with it. I can be honest with it because I said, Lord, even when he gave the first 31 days of prayer book, I said, oh, this is awesome. Now we can move to something else. He had me go right back to that book and do it over from scratch as a second edition. And I'm telling you, it's unlike anything that I've ever worked on before. Amen in Jesus' name. And I just believe God is going to get better and better and better because he is dealing with his remnant in such a way. Listen, we have some big fish to catch. Do y'all understand me tonight? We have big fish to catch. And some of y'all have not just been called to sit by in your rowboat or by the beach. You've been called to deep, I'm trying not to scream. You've been called to deep waters. Yeah, he said, launch out your net, cast your net out into the deep. Oh, enough of this shallow. Come on, patty cake prayer religion, rabbit foot. Oh God, y'all with me tonight? There's more. He shined the bowl. There's more that he has for you, more that he wants to do to you, through you, and in you. And every person you meet, everything you touch. Glory to God. So anyway, you can go to www.mgpage.net and order your pre-order your copy. The books are just ready to go. They're going to be personally autographed by me in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank you for sharing with me in the vision and encouraging me through your prayers, each and every one of you. It means so much. People see you, they hear you, but they don't know what you go through. Hallelujah. And I want you to know and be encouraged in knowing that the price that has been paid for your anointing is high. So what you're going through is but a light affliction. Y'all don't hear me. I said what you are going through is a light affliction compared to what our Savior went through. We come on here. We couldn't bear nails in our wrist and feet and our skin hanging like shredded ribbon and our intestines hanging out of our bodies. We couldn't bear it. Hallelujah. But he bore the beating, the slaughter. Oh, then he had the boldness, Holy Ghost audacity, to walk to Calvary. I'm trying to stay calm. Huh? And then when he got there, he gave up his life after he prophesied 7 last words. Woo! Hey, that's our King and that's our Savior. Thank you. Jesus, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke 19 quick. Luke 19, come on. Luke 19. Hey, rejoice in your Savior. I don't care what the world is doing. Hallelujah. You got to stand. Stand for him. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Woo. Glory to God. Luke 19, let's read from 1 through 10. Let's go. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. He was a superintendent. In other words, he was a leader. He was above all the other tax collectors. He was a boss. I know we got some bosses out there. Yeah, yeah. He was a boss man, and he had money. All right. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. Oh, that's nice. He could not for the press because he was little of stature. Can I share something with you first before we go any further? Tax collectors, like even today now, were known as being corrupt, cheaters, dirty, robbers, deceitful, dishonest. And so this was associated with Zacchaeus' character. But what's so profound about this is his name means pure. Lord Jesus, we're going to go back to what the power of a name is tonight in just a minute. So anyway, here it is, this tax collector Zacchaeus. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but he couldn't because he was too little. Lord, please minister to the little people out there. Glory to God. Verse 4, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come on down, for today I must abide at thy house. We can stop right there for just a minute. Let's park for just 1 second. What I love about this is, listen, Zacchaeus, who was a publican, and some versions call him a publican, not only was he deceitful in character, and we'll find that out later about what he does, but he had only heard that Jesus was coming through and ran ahead of the press. Listen, somebody here tonight, I don't know why God is having me go this way, but I'm going to go in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen, you can't wait on the crowd. Do y'all hear me tonight? When you hear that there's a blessing coming through, when you hear that God is getting ready to do something another month, don't you wait. God of Osha, prepare yourself quickly. Go on a fast before them come on up in here. Consecrate before the day. Go before the press. So that you can be in position for what God is getting ready to do. Lord, help me with the church tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible says he ran before. He went ahead of what was getting ready to take place. Come on here. He knew that the crowd was coming. He said, I got to get myself in what position? I'm little and I know I'm going to have to be trying to jump up and down and people are going to be standing up all over me and blocking my view. I got to be able to see where I'm going in destiny. So I'm going to go ahead and get in position. I'm going to commune, fast, pray, study, lay prostrate. so I can get what I need to get from God. Hallelujah. Let's read. Hallelujah. So he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Oh, where will you be, beloved, when Jesus finds you? Where will you be? Where will you be? When he gives you, come on here. Now look, Zacchaeus did not invite Jesus to his house, but Jesus invited him into the kingdom. Y'all don't want to really have no church, but it's all right. I'm going to preach myself happy. Yeah! Where will you be when Jesus gives you an open invitation to be blessed? Will you be in the right place? Will you have sacrificed and laid down your flesh so that you can see God and receive what you need? So that you can have a one-on-one encounter with the King? Hallelujah. Let's dig into this just a little bit more. What I love about this, hallelujah, is that now, although Zacchaeus was a man of prominence, he humbled himself and climbed up that tree. Now, I don't know how difficult it was. I ain't never climbed nobody's tree before. Thank God for his beautiful creation and pear trees and banana trees and things. But since the page ain't climbed up, listen, I ain't hardly climbing up no stairs. So I know a tree is a bit much for some of us. Amen. Hallelujah. But look. This is very important to note. He humbled himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He humbled himself and climbed up the tree. He probably got a little dirty. His little suit or cloak might have gotten a little wrinkled. But he didn't care. He had to see the King. Are y'all with me tonight? Hallelujah. And because he humbled himself, it went up in that tree. Jesus saw him. Sometimes you got to humble yourself to get up in high position. Y'all don't want to talk, but it's all right. I said, sometimes, oh, wow, for Jesus to be able to look up and see you, you got to go down. Yeah! He was way up in that tree. But he had to make up in his mind, I don't care what it's going to cost me. I don't care who sees me. I got to see this man. And look at what happened. Jesus looked up and saw him. He said, hurry up, son. I got to come to your house. Now, can we look at the word that Jesus used? He said, I got to abide at your house. He didn't say, I just got to come and have a lamb sandwich. He said, I got to come stay. Oh, God have mercy. We want you to come and stay in our houses, God. Stay in this temple. Hallelujah. Don't just come and visit. Don't just drop by. And dear Lord, when you're passing our blessings, do not pass me by. Come and stay. Oh, Lord. He said, I got to come and stay with you, son. Oh, God, I can only imagine if I was Zacchaeus, I don't know how I would have reacted. But look at what he did. He made haste. Homie ran. He hurried up and came down and received him joyfully. He was so happy that Jesus thought about little old him. Jesus, you know what, the Lord could have just laid his hand on him or offered a piece of prayer. Come on here. Or just blew on him and knocked him out. Come on up in here. But he said, I got to come to your house. Let's go. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, come on, you know folk got to talk. Come on up in here. You know folk got to talk. Thank God for hateration, because hateration is the confirmation that you're on the right track. Y'all don't want to shout. I said hateration is confirmation that you're on the right track. Ow! Ow, 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 ow! Y'all just mad because he ain't called y'all to come to your house. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at what happened. It said that he was going to be guest of the man that's a sinner. Every last one of y'all in this crowd is a sinner. And like Sister Paige said, you're just mad because he ain't called to come to your house. Maybe if you would have humbled yourself, whether you're 6 feet tall or 3 feet tall, you got to come down off your high horse in order to reach a place of elevation where the king can see you in the spirit. Meet him in the spirit. Meet him in the spirit. Meet him in the spirit. Yeah. 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 Funny how. Yes, Holy Ghost, let's read some more. Then we'll get to that. So Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Something about Jesus. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Listen, you can't get in the presence of the Lord and not want to do right. You can't be in the presence of the Lord Jesus and not want to commit yourself to doing better, being better. Oh, Zacchaeus said, Lord, I've done wrong. That's why I have a problem with these ghosts. These ghosts of people spitting and foaming and sweating and hakamakushama and all that. It ain't no conviction or repentance. Ain't no godly sorrow. When Jesus is in the room, you want to repent. I'm talking about the real Jesus. Not this propaganda that man have set up to make money. Oh, and line their pockets and pay their mortgages and card notes. And y'all don't want to really have. It's all right, though. It's all right, though, because I'm going in anyhow with the Holy Ghost. The true spirit of prophecy brings conviction, brings repentance, brings refreshing. Rabbi Kishma, y'all don't hear me? Hallelujah. Zacchaeus made things right with the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's why his name means pure. Now, his actions might not have shown that before Jesus came. But what I love about God, it doesn't matter about your past. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you've done yesterday. Jesus wants to come and visit you today and cause your divine purpose, your true nature in him to be made manifest and come forth. Hallelujah. Don't you love him tonight? Don't you love him? Hallelujah. Woo. Verse 9, come on. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation. Come to this house. Anybody got some loved ones that need to be saved? Anybody in a backslidden state tonight, you know you need to get back where you need to be in God. Anybody dealing with any type of addiction or entanglement, come on up in here tonight. Jesus wants to visit your house. Hallelujah. That's wrong. You're right, Holy Ghost. He wants to stay there. Can he live with you? What's in your house that you can't offer Jesus? Hallelujah. Some of us got to clean up house. Let me say it again. Some of us got to clean up house because the Lord been trying to come in. You've been asking him to come in. Lord, save. Lord, move. Lord, heal. Lord, bless. He said, you got to straighten up some things first. Guess what? Zacchaeus didn't have a chance to go, quote, unquote, clean up his house or cell phone his wife and family that Jesus was coming. He had already met the condition by getting up in that tree just to see him. How bad do you want to see Jesus? I'm not talking about when we go to heaven. I'm talking about right now. How bad do you want to see Jesus, the love of Christ, the power of God manifested in your life to change your heart? How bad do you want him to touch your heart and change you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is a son of Abraham. Listen, doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter how far out there you have fallen. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. Jesus wants to come and stay with you. Will you climb up? Will you climb up? Will you humble yourself and go through the extra measure that it takes to see Jesus, to get in the spirit? Would you sacrifice a little bit of TV time to get in your word and seek the Lord's face in prayer turn down your plate maybe for one meal a day? Hallelujah. Will you give God some more time in prayer? Will you give him back your children and pull everybody together in the family to pray? Hallelujah. Are you willing to do that so he can elevate you? See, because Jesus didn't have to look up in that tree, you know. There were so many people around him. He didn't have to look up. It's about positioning. The Holy Ghost arranged that. You know that. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. For the Son of Man, verse 10, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to seek and to save what was lost. Hallelujah. Listen, you may be thinking right now, Lord, I can't, I don't have it in me to climb. Listen, I don't have the proper etiquette. I don't have the degrees. I don't have the education. The people in the church cliques and clubs and boards don't like me. I don't fit the part. I don't play the part. Jesus don't need all of that from you. He just wants you to humble yourself and get in position. He wants you to humble yourself and get in position. Your clothes might get a little, listen, roughed up. Listen, when you go back to the sanctuary, don't you worry about that. You climb up in the Holy Ghost and get to Jesus. You got to see him. You got to see him for yourself. Yes, you've heard testimonies. Yes, you've been raised in church. Yes, you heard about miracles, but it's your turn to see him for yourself. This is the hour of divine visitation, one-on-one. Hallelujah. Personal encounters. I thank God for mom and them and granny that raised me in church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they can't see him for me. I got to see him for myself. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing and nobody stop you. Folk going to talk anyway. Bless God. But I guarantee you he going to come to your house. I dare you to press your way in praise and in worship. He going to, listen, break out of your comfort. Let the Mary Kay fall to the ground. Step out them Stacey Adams shoes and loosen up your tie. He going to come stay with you. He's not coming just to pass by. Hallelujah. He wants to do a new thing in your life and fill you with more of his glory and his presence and his power, his goodness. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. Father, I ask that you bless your precious little ones tonight. Father, we have heard your word about the open invitation that you gave and know that, hallelujah, even you said, come as we are. So even as Zacchaeus came as he was, he positioned himself. My God, he positioned himself in heart, hallelujah, and repented of all of his sins. Father, we pray that you grant repentance tonight for each and every one of us, oh God, under the sound of this airwave, and for those who we are praying for, those we are connected to, our unsaved loved ones, oh God, lost souls and backslidden souls in this world, God, Roba Kashanda. Father, we pray a special prayer tonight for those who are in leadership, that are superintendents, Kandara Bashanda, just like Zacchaeus was, a leader, someone who was over others that needed to repent. Father, we pray repentance for our leaders tonight, not only in the church, but in government, in our communities, oh God, in our homes, the priests of our homes, hallelujah, those single mothers that are responsible for raising their households, without a male physical figure in Jesus' name. Father, grant them mananamosha, divine visitation and personal encounters with you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for releasing divine alignment tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Dear God, we love you and we praise you and we thank you for these many blessings in Jesus' name. And we seal this prayer with the blood of precious Jesus. We love you and honor you and thank you that retaliation is bound and canceled and of none effect in Jesus' name. We love you. Amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time for now. If it be the Lord's precious will, I'll be right back here next week in Jesus' name. Listen, hit me up, send me a post, tweet, whatever it is that you're good at doing, do it. Communicate and let me know how you're doing. I love you. God bless you and have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.